to the Officer Jack McLam program, folks, and I haven't done this for a while, and shame, shame on me, but I want to thank on behalf of thousands of police and soldiers out around this nation and around the world, I want to thank Republican Broadcasting Network for having the Officer Jack McLam program on. Folks, I hope that every month you're sending some money to Republic Broadcasting Network to help them go forward. They have, as you know, if you listen in, you know they have tremendous information and knowledge going out 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We need to support them. I pray that you are supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. And we just want to take our hats off to them. They're doing so much for so many in this country to awaken us to the need to get out of our prayer closets, get out on the streets, get into the field of battle, and fight God's enemies. We're supposed to. God said, who will stand for me against my enemies? Well, I hope you are, and a lot of the listeners on Republic Broadcasting Network are fighters. We just thank the Lord for you. And so let's go back now to Captain Darrell Eberhardt. Darrell, we have a few minutes, and then we have a quick break coming up, and then we'll have a little longer time. So please,
right.
I'd
like
ahead.
To give that quote by Corrie Ten Boom, and as you remember,
yes.
She's a great Christian lady. My memory serving me right, I think, Jack, wasn't she living in Germany, and didn't her family help hide some Jews?
That's what I understand. That's what I remember, but that's been many years ago.
And then
so
I believe
be
she
wrong.
Herself ended up in a prison camp. But anyway,
yes.
She had a great quote that I put at the end of this newsletter. By its way, folks, when it is called Rapture Timing is Important, the article that Jack likes. And it here's the quote. Corrie Ten Boom said, I have been in countries where the saints are already suffering terrible persecution. In China, she's talking about Red China, the Christians were told, don't worry, before the tribulation comes, you will be translated, raptured. Then came a terrible persecution. Millions of Chinese Christians were tortured to death. Later, I heard a Chinese bishop say, sadly, we have failed. We should have made the people strong for persecution rather than telling them Jesus would come first. Turning to me, he said, you still have time. Tell the people how to be strong in times of persecution, how to stand when tribulation comes, to stand and not faint. And here's what Corrie said. I feel I have a divine mandate to go and tell the people of this world that it is possible to be strong in the Lord Jesus Christ. We are training for the tribulation.
Yes.
And she says, closes the quote by saying, since I have gone already through prison for Jesus' sake, so she was in prison,
yeah.
And since I met that Chinese bishop, now every time I read a good Bible text, I think, hey, I can use that in a time of tribulation. Then I write it down and learn it by heart. And, folks, we ought to be hiding God's word in our heart. And that's why we have fallen for so much, Jack, as we mentioned the last time I was on with you. So many of our priests, our ministers, our pastors, I don't care what denomination they're from, these guys have been lied to and deceived themselves in their own
Amen.
Seminaries.
Amen.
And so they're not doing it on purpose a lot of times. We need to keep that in mind. But we need to be educating them. And some of the best ways to do that, one of them is that great book. Well, we've had several books out, like on Unlimited Submission by Pastor John Weaver that you carry.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
And
the
I think
Christian
folks ought to get that
government.
From you.
Yeah, the Christian and civil government. Absolutely
right.
Fantastic.
By Pastor John Weaver, where he tells you we don't owe unlimited submission to civil government. And those are the type of materials that we need to be educating these clergy on so that maybe we can get a few clergymen like we had, Jack, back during the Revolutionary War when they called them the Black Brigade.
Yes, absolutely. They were the ones that led, folks, the revolution against the British that we would have religious freedom in this nation. And where are our pastors today? That's what Pastor John Weaver says. Where are our pastors today standing up for God and on the battlefield against God's enemy? We'll be right back, folks, with more from Captain Darrell Eberhardt.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
I know I'll get chastised for this, too, because we have a police and military program. And why are we talking about religion? Why are we talking about this stuff? Well, because, folks, if you have read our history and the Founding Fathers and about the Black Brigade ministers that led the Revolutionary War, you would know why we're talking about this, and you'd know why America's going in the toilet. Because our people are not standing and fighting against evil. Now let's go back right now, real quick, to Captain Dale Everhart. Go ahead, Brother Dale.
Yeah, Jack, and my mom, who passed away not that long ago, used to tell me there's three things we don't talk about: politics, religion, and sex. Well, we're not going to talk about sex, Jack, but we Americans need to be talking about politics and religion. And here's
That's something, right.
I just wrote, Jack, and I've never got off into writing fiction, but anyway, this is, I think it's kind of interesting, and it's to the point.
And I
entitled it Silence in the Face of Imminent Attack, and I'll try to get through this kind of fast, folks. Imagine, please, that you're a member of a very large family like the T.V. Waltons. You're upstairs alone, and the rest of your family is assembling at the dinner table. Your mother hollers up, "Dinner in 5 minutes." You take a glance out the window of this large home that sits in the middle of surrounding fields. Your closest neighbors are not within even eyesight of the home. Suddenly you see hundreds, possibly up to 1,000 hostiles, and I'm not referring to Indians here, folks, just hostiles surrounding your home. You know immediately that they are in the attack mode since they have war paint on their faces, and they are moving some heavy-duty catapults up to their firing positions. You grab your binoculars and take a closer look, and to your surprise, you pick out that the local Methodist ministers there and the local Baptist evangelists and the local Catholic priests, and they're all standing with some of the hostile officers. The clergy are smiling, and it seems that they have joined the hostiles. Your mother hollers, "Dinner is ready, get on downstairs ASAP." You hurry down the steps, and everyone else is gathered at the table, both sets of grandparents, several aunts and uncles, and all your 12 brothers and sisters, as well as mom and dad. You immediately decide that it's better not to say anything about the hostiles preparing to attack the old farmhouse, because Uncle Billy is a Methodist, and his feelings would be hurt if he knew the local Methodist minister had joined forces with the hostiles. Likewise, Grandpa Frank regularly attends the Baptist evangelist tent meetings, and his feelings would be hurt if he knew his favorite Baptist evangelist had joined the enemy. Likewise, your dad's been a staunch Roman Catholic for 7 decades, like my dad, and he would be greatly offended if you told him that his local Catholic priest had joined up with the hostiles. Besides, you think to yourself, maybe the hostiles will change their mind, pull back, and not attack after all.
Yeah.
You'd just be upsetting everyone at the table if you told them about an attack that, you know, didn't materialize. You therefore decide silence is golden and is the best policy, and you say grace at your mother's prompting. 5 minutes later, 200-pound stones start crashing through the roof and walls. Your last thoughts before one of those 200-pound stones comes crashing down on your head is, at least I didn't upset them. What could have we done anyway to stop the hostiles? And I add, folks, America, our home is surrounded by hostiles, and they're getting ready to fire those catapults for the final assault. If we look closely with our binoculars, Jack, we will see many of the clergy from the major denominations in America standing with the hostiles, with the enemy, where they've been for quite some time. They have helped the hostiles to soften us up, you know, like artillery does before the infantry attacks. They've helped the hostiles to soften us up through the false doctrines they teach that neutralize American Christians. Doctrines such as the pre-trib rapture. I'm going to really disturb some comfort zones here. Unlimited submission to civil authorities, and yes, once saved, always saved. They have been assisting the New World Order, whether deliberately or in ignorance, it doesn't matter, by these false teachings that neutralize us Christians and get many of us into a bunker-style Christianity, as we talked earlier, Jack. Keep the Christian faith within the four walls of the church. Don't get involved in politics. It's all prophesied, don't you know? So why resist? We're to obey government no matter how evil it is, as one fundamental pastor told me. And yes, why fight? We're on the next flight out, pre-trib rapture mindset. Folks, we do not do anyone a favor, not the Methodists, Baptists, Presbyterians, Catholics, or those of other Christian denominations, by our remaining silent about the major denominations sell out in this nation to the New World Order through church incorporation, 501c3 tax exemption, or through these false doctrines they teach that neutralize so many Christians. Silence in this arena is not golden, Jack, it is yellow. The New World Order crowd is getting ready to take America down, and we can no longer remain silent for fear of offending Catholics, Baptists, Methodists, or anyone else, Jack, and we need to talk about politics and religion.
That's right, brother. Yes, the enemy is not just in the camp, it runs the camp today. And it's because we've withdrawn and no longer occupy the positions of power in this nation that we've allowed a vacuum that Lucifer and his minions have come in to fill. And so that is the beginning of the problem. And according to what the Holy Scripture says, brother, in 2 Chronicles 7:14, it's the end of the problem. If we wanted to take back our nation and bring us back under freedom and prosperity, it's very simple to do. And it's the thing we're talking about today, getting those that love God and freedom out of their prayer closets, out of the church, and into the fields where they ought to be challenging evil leadership.
For sure, Jack. We're to pray, for sure. We're to pray, but then we're to put those prayers into action. And so anyway, I think a lot of us American Christians need to think that we're actually, if we sit back and do nothing, we're spitting on the graves of men like Pastor Jonas Clark, who trained at Lexington Militia, men like Pastor John Peter Gabriel Muhlenberg that led his men in a charge. We're actually spitting on their graves when we sit back and do nothing. Let me go ahead and give them some information, Jack, and so they can go and do their research of their own, because as we always say, don't take my word or Jack's word, or especially don't take your local parish priest or Methodist minister or Baptist pastor's word for anything. Check it out yourself, especially biblical things. Read the Bible. As a matter of fact, I would recommend everyone read the Bible from cover to cover every year. That helps you to find so much of this, realize, determine, and discern where false doctrine is. So here's my two websites, and I'd recommend you go up and look at these. Read Rapture Timing is important. The first website, and I apologize, it's a long one. They all start out www.tackling, like tackle football, tackling, L-I-N-G, the article, the, tough, and it all runs together, T-O-U-G-H, topics, T-O-P-I-C-S.net. That's tackling the tough topics .net. The other website where, and there, although there's a lot of them that are the same on there, some of the websites, the two websites have maybe two or three or four different, so I'd ask you to check them both out. The second one is this is Pastor Butch Paw's website, calltodecision.com. That's call, the preposition to, T-O, decision.com. And again, they all run together. There's no spaces. And when you get on Pastor Butch's, and you can also reach his website with just Pastor Butch, B-U-T-C-H, .com, PastorButch.com. When you get on his website, on the homepage, on the left-hand column, you have to click on the Tackling the Tough Topics box, and you'll find not only that website, but Jack, I also wrote a very long website on unlimited submission to civil government, that we don't owe it. And I
haven't read that one. That's up there too, huh?
Yes, it is. It should be up on both of those websites.
Okay, I got to
check them both.
That
it's got to be on at least one. And I think the title, the short title, is Unlimited Submission. And the Bible clearly does not teach that. But I would urge everyone also, please check out my website dealing with religious genocide, because as I told you before, Jack, my heart is heavy because it happened as recently as World War II. Not only were the Jews slaughtered, but Serb Orthodox Christians. And let me give them three newsletters I'd like you to really look at. Now, going from memory here, folks, but one is called Death by Government and Death by Church. Death by Government and Death by Church. The second one is Bloody Hands and Wicked Hearts. Bloody Hands and Wicked Hearts. And the third one is Deceitful. You'll find it just under Deceitful Revisers. The full title is Deceitful Revisers and Editors of History. And you're going to find out that they have stolen so much of our history from our encyclopedias, from our history textbooks in schools. Just so much, Jack, has been flushed down a memory hole, and we've been our youth has had a lot of our history stolen from them, especially the role that the clergy played in the Revolutionary War is a good example.
Yeah.
And then I want to give them some Bible verses I would like them please to look up, and we're going to try to cover as many of these as we can later, but my advice to you, whether we cover them or not, is go and read them yourselves. And again, as I said before, Jack, the King James Version Bible is the only one that's based on the, and I'm talking about the 1611, not the New King James Version, is the only one that's based on the Masoretic Hebrew text, and the vast majority of the what they call the Greek Textus Receptus, over 5,000
right.
manuscripts. The newer Bible versions are based on between 2 to 5 very corrupt manuscripts. They call them the oldest. They may be the oldest surviving, but, Jack, they're very corrupt, and people take a big chance using one of these newer Bible versions. So
please read
the Bible, and read, if you can, get a hold of a King James Version 1611. Here's some Bible verses that are going to show you that the pre-trib rapture, as some people say, is a pre-trib fib. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 15 through 17. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 15 through 17. And a lot of these verses, folks, you're going to find the sequencing for how things happen in the tribulation and that. The next one is the Gospel of John. And we'll go back to that when we get back from the break,
Jeff. Okay. All right. Hang on there, folks. Folks, how are we going to win this if people keep hiding out and believing they're not going to be here for the terrible times coming? We can't win it. And so, although we're praising the Lord for wonderful programs that Republic Broadcasting Network puts out and others, more people are waking up. We got a bigger job to do. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Welcome back, folks. I'm that old cop, Jack McLam, retired up here in the Great Rocky Mountains, only working about 16 hours a day as a volunteer for our two police and military associations. And I ask you this, folks, because we're in the business here at our two police and military organizations in educating people, police and soldiers mostly, but I ask you to please get a copy. It is so simple. Get a copy of Captain Darrell Eberhardt's report on the rapture. Timing is important. I think that's the name of it. And
it is,
hand
Jack.
That out to everybody you can reach, your pastors, your friends and relatives that are not prepared for the devastating times ahead of us. So it is so vital, Captain Darrell, that everybody reads that and finds out the truth so they can prepare their families for these tough times ahead. Go right ahead, brother.
Right, and they can print that right off, if they have a printer, right off of the Internet. Okay, let me give them some more Bible verses to just look up for themselves. We may only have time to do about two or three, and I'll pick out two of the three of the best to read, Jack. But here's one they need to look up. It's in John, the Gospel of John, chapter 6, four different verses, 39, 40, 44, and 54. That's chapter 6 of the Gospel of John, 39, 40, 44 and 54. The reason it's so important is the Lord Jesus Christ Lazarus was in the grave, and his sisters asked the Lord, she said, well, I guess, you know, you raise him on the last day. And the Son of God himself, the Lord Jesus Christ, I guess he knew what was coming. He has to know what's coming. He's God. He knew how much we were going to get fooled with this. And four times he says it in the same chapter that he will raise up his own on the last day, Jack, on the last day. Now, if there was a rapture that took these people out, because we know in some of the Bible verses he says we don't precede those who have fallen asleep, in other words, died in Christ. Well, if it happened 3.5 years or 7 years before the tribulation starts, well, then there must have been a last day, another last day, and then another. How many last days do we have?
Right.
So, again, the Bible only teaches one last day, and that's resurrection. And next Bible verse or passage is 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. And then you have the Lord Jesus, the Apostle Paul, warning us against this imminency teaching that's taught by the pre-trib rapture teachers that, you can be gone any second, any moment, and the Lord's going to come back and whisk you out of here.
Uh-huh.
So that one disproves that. Then we have, again, the Gospel of John, chapter 17, verses 15 and verse 20. So, again, Gospel of John, chapter 17, 15 and verse 20, and that's where the Jesus Christ, the Son of God, prays to his Father in heaven and says, I don't want you to take my followers out of the world. I don't want you to take them out, but rather you keep them safe from the evil while they're here. Next Bible passage, very good one. Mark, the Gospel of Mark, chapter 13, verses 24 through 27. That's Mark 13, verses 24 through 27. And again, we have the Son of God speaking himself, and he says that the tribulation, everything's going to happen, gives us the sequence, and then he says, then he gathers his elect. After the tribulation, then he gathers his elect. Again, Gospel of Matthew, chapter 13. Matthew, chapter 13, and this is a long passage, folks, but it covers the whole sequencing of the tribulation and the catching up of the saints. Verses 24 through 30. And 37 through 42, that's Matthew 13, verses 24 through 30 and 37 through 42, and that's where the Son of God tells us that the tares, the bad guys, get gathered up first by the angels and burned. Not the Christians going out on a special
that's
flight,
right.
Jack.
That's right.
And then we have two more passages I want to give you. Luke chapter 17, the Gospel of Luke chapter 17. It's a short one. Verses 34 through 37. It's one that the pre-trib teachers love to use. They say it proves the rapture. Two women grinding, one gets taken, the other left. Two people, you know, doing in one bed, one gets taken, the other left. But if they read verse 37, they find out where they get taken, Jack, and that's they get taken, the carcasses, the dead bodies get taken somewhere where the eagles, the buzzards, the vultures are flying around. Are eating them. So those aren't the good guys that got taken away, as the pre-trib rapture people teach. They totally ignore verse 37.
Yeah.
Then the last passage is Matthew chapter 24, 26 through 33. Again, the Gospel of Matthew 24, chapter 24, and the verses are 26 through 33. And again, the Lord Jesus Christ talking, giving you sequencing of events. Now I want to give them some books and tapes, and bear with me, folks, and you need to get some of these materials. Pastor Butch Paw is a great guy. Jack knows him. He's got some teaching tapes, audio tapes that you can get on the pre-trib rapture, and I'm going to just give you his phone number if for any of these that you can get used credit cards. It's 800-777-4403. That's 1-800-777-4403. He does take credit cards. Ask him what he has available on tribulation rapture timing. Next book is a very good book. James Lloyd wrote it. It's called The Rapture Cult, Dishonesty and Dispensationalism. I think it's $6, but call and check. And this one you're going to have to probably order. And I'll give you that phone number when we get back for James
Lloyd.
Okay,
brother. All right. We'll be right back, folks. We're at the bottom of the hour here. I just
can't say enough, folks, that we need more soldiers on the field of battle. And that means you and me here, while we can still fight nonviolently, we can still fight nonviolently to redress our grievances. Join us on the field of battle. The best way to do it is to get educated. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means...
Which means... They still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Headline news. Activation of our most decorated military divisions for confrontation with Russia and China through their ally, Iran. Military action when food shortages occur will divert food supplies to the military. The administration tells us to get non-perishable food. The government is right in telling us to have food stored, but when they say get some, you know we'll need a lot. The Council to Get Some Food gives the system deniability when food shortages are the reason for wiping out freedoms. Decide how many years of food will get your family through the coming times and store it before it's gone or can't be transported. Remember, folks, dishonest retailers know you don't know what or how much to store. Bad food plans are life-threatening. Call 800-409-5633 for warnings and guidelines. That's the J. Michael Stevens Group, 800-409-5633, or on the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Remember, folks, from this old cop, Jack McAlam, facts denied do not cease to exist. Captain Dale Eberhardt's giving some hard information today, but it's all backed up, it's all provable from the Holy Scriptures, and he does that so well in his documentation. Please get it. Remember, Aldous Huxley said it so well. You can deny facts, but they don't cease to exist. Let's go right back to Captain Darrell. Go right ahead,
Captain.
Right,
and James Lloyd, I said, wrote that great book. It's a little booklet, only I think it's $6 postpaid, The Rapture Cult. But he also carries, and this is the reason I'm giving you his phone number, not only that great little booklet, but he carries a good book written by a scholar, Dr. Robert Gundry, First the Antichrist. First the Antichrist. Check and see if he still has that. And he carries about at least, I believe, 3 or 4 of Dave McPherson's books, Jack. And those books go into the history of the rapture. And you're going to find out that the history of the rapture is pretty short-lived, despite some of the lies that have been put out, that it basically came about the 1830s out of Scotland and England out with a guy named Darby that came over to C.I. Schofield, who picked it up in his C.I. Schofield study Bible, incorporated all these notes on dispensationalism and that. And as you pointed out, Jack, last time, it looks like we may have had that pre-trib rapture was originated by a Jesuit named Lacunza. So we have these evangelicals running around teaching something that a Jesuit put out to help neutralize a lot of the evangelical community. And anyway, let me give his number. It's 541-899-8888. Again, 541-899-8888. And you'll have to probably leave a message, and they'll get back to you, and they can, you can tell them what you want to get, order, and you can get the pricing information then. Another great little book, and you can order this on the, with a credit card. It's only $12 postpaid, is Pastor Ron Poch, P-O-C-H's book, I Want to Be Left Behind. I Want to Be Left Behind. You can get that through Proclaim Liberty Ministries, 888. That's 888-820-2126. 888-820-2126. By the way, Jack, there are so many books in a Christian bookstore. We've got several in my local area, and you go down, and they're all the Left Behind stuff, and it's all the pre-trip stuff. So these people are being backed by the money powers to get out their books. You won't find these type of books generally in a Christian bookstore.
No, you won't. It Here's doesn't enough. Fit the New World Order plan. The pastors are working unbeknownst to fulfill this Antichrist world government system, and so their books go right into the bookstores. But these books you're talking about are suppressed from the
public. Exactly. You'll never find them being carried by the major book publishers. And anyway, the next one is End Time Delusions, a great book by Steve Wahlberg. And that's on special. He's waiving the postage right now, $12 postpaid. And that's an 800 number, 1-800-78-BIBLE. 1-800-78-BIBLE. And the last book, and I've got to give this lady's precious, her name's Lisa Ruby. She wrote a book called God's Wrath on Left Behind, the full title, Exposing the Antichrist Agenda and the Left Behind series. God's Wrath on Left Behind. You're going to have to order that one through her address. It's $14 postpaid, and it gives you all of the bad themes that are unbiblical themes that are in these Left Behind series. Another great big seller, Jack, and need to send her a check or money order made out to Liberty to the Captives Publications. Liberty to the Captives Publications, again, for $14. And mail it to Lisa Ruby, R-U-B-Y, 224 Reservoir Street, 224 Reservoir, like the water, Street, North Attleboro, A-T-T-L-E-B-O-R-O, Massachusetts, MA 02760. And I'll give that again. North, it's 224 Reservoir Street. North, you can abbreviate that N, Attleboro, A T T as in Tango Tango, L E B O R O, Massachusetts, MA 02760. And you help people like Jack McLam and Aiden Abet when you buy a book like Operation Vampire Killer 2000 or this lady, Lisa Ruby, that are spending a lot of their own money, don't have big people backing them with money. And that's how we get good information, educate ourselves, Jack, and also help educate others. And here's a couple of Bible verses I've got to cover.
Good.
1 Thessalonians 4:15-17, the Apostle Paul speaking, and he says, "For this we say unto you, by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent," that's old tingling English, folks, for precede. We're not going to go ahead of them which are asleep, those who are dead in Christ, in other words. "For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first."
Right.
Then, the next verse he says, "Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, so shall we ever be with the Lord." The resurrection, folks, comes first. Then we who are alive get caught up to meet in the air. It doesn't say we go for a big dinner in heaven for 3.5 years or 7 years. That's nowhere in the Bible. They've just made all of this stuff and fluffed it around a few isolated verses. Next verse, Jack, that is a very good verse and critical because it's none other than the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, speaking. Mark 13:24-27. "But in those days," he's talking about all the horrible things that are going to happen, "after that tribulation, the sun shall be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars of heaven shall fall, and the powers that are in heaven shall be shaken. Listen to the next verse. And then all this bad stuff happened that we know is in the tribulation. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. And the next verse says, and then shall he send his angels and shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from the uttermost part of the earth to the uttermost part of heaven. Folks, if we got raptured out 3.5 years or 7 years before, we get lost where he has to send his angels out to gather us again. The sequencing is there in the Bible if we'll but look for it. Another one, Matthew 13:24-30 and 37-42. Again, the Son of God speaking. Another parable put he to them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. And while men slept, the enemies, talking about the devil, came and sowed tares, that's the bad guys, among the wheat, and went his way. And when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, there appeared tares also. So the servants of the householder came and said unto him, sir, didst not thou sow good seed in the field? From whence come these tares? And he said unto them, an enemy hath done it. And the servants said unto him, wilt thou then that we go? And I'm just going to shorten it, Jack. He tells them, you don't rip them both up. But he says here in the verse 30, let both grow together until the harvest. And he's talking about when he's sending his angels. And in the time of the harvest, I will say to the reapers, gather ye together first the tares.
The bad
guys aren't gathered first, Jack. It's the tares that are gathered first.
The bad guys, that's right.
And bind them in bundles to burn them and gather the wheat into my barn. So we've got it all over the Bible, Jack. Luke 17:34-37, kind of a short, this is a good one. The Lord Jesus Christ is talking. He says, I tell you, in that night there shall be two men in one bed. The one shall be taken, the other left. Two women shall be grinding together. The one shall be taken and the other left. Two men shall be in the field. The one shall be taken and the other left. Now, there's where the pre-tribbers stop.
Yeah.
Verse 37.
They shouldn't stop there.
No, because the very next verse tells us where they get taken. And they answered, he's talking to his disciples, and said unto him, where, Lord? And he said unto them, wheresoever the body is, the carcass, in other words, thither will the eagles, the buzzards, the vultures, be gathered together. And it's also in Matthew 24:28. So, Jack, they just leave out so much that is critical in the Bible.
It is the devil. It's the doggone devil that has used these ministers today to cause the Christians to withdraw from standing against God's enemies and put us in the condition where we're going now into the Antichrist world government system. So, brother, I'm so happy you're on today, because there is no reason for anybody listening today not to get your material and prove to themselves right out of the Holy Scriptures that they're going to be here, and that means, brother and sisters, we ought to fight the devil, fight God's enemies, and fight it together, and we can push them back, as we're doing in certain areas today, Daryl. The end of the world doesn't have to come right now. If we would get back under 2 Chronicles 7:14, God promises to save the land and protect the land. And so, brother, you're giving us the answer to what we can do right now to hold off this totalitarian system, this Antichrist system that's coming upon us, because God doesn't lie. And if he says in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if we'll turn back to him, if we'll obey his law, he would heal the land.
Jack,
and so I don't think he's going to, if God's people will listen to us today and get your publications, brother, and look at the truth, and the truth will set you free, folks. And also your brothers and sisters that are waiting the rapture, singing Kumbaya, my Lord, Kumbaya, singing and grabbing hands and dancing around because they're not going to be here. Oh, my goodness gracious, are they going to be shocked? And we're praying that we can awaken them so that they're not unprepared for what's coming.
You know, some of the pre-trib teachers, Jack, love to say, oh, you just don't understand it. It's a two-phased return. First, we have the rapture. And then we have the return of Christ, and we go into heaven for 7 years or 3.5 years and have a big banquet. But there's nowhere, folks, you can find that in Scripture. They have to twist Scripture, invent Scripture to try to create this straw man that you'll see that the Bible totally refutes. Just another short couple verses, Jack. In Matthew chapter 24, I'm not going to read it all, but verse 29, the Lord Jesus Christ is speaking. He says, immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then, and of course this is similar to the other gospel accounts, and then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory, and he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, etc. Jack, so again, several times in the gospels, the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, lays it out that, hey, look, you're going to see all this stuff that we clearly are taught, even by the pre-tribbers, occur in the tribulation. The sun gets dark and the stars fall and all that. And yeah. And then he comes and then he gathers his elect. So, folks, they've invented a horrible lie that causes many Christians, despite what I've heard when I was in those independent fundamental churches that swore up and down, oh, imminency makes me a better Christian. The fact that I know that the Lord could come back any second makes me a better Christian. I'll tell you, 99.999% of those, Jack, that told me that would never stand up against abortion, would never stand up against the government, and it was in that very independent fundamental church that I had the words still stick in my mind, Jack. That preacher stood up who was a good, decent man, probably lied to in his seminary, but he said he preached on Romans 13, and his final closing comment was, and that means, beloved, that we are to obey government no matter how evil it is. I almost threw up, Jack.
Incredible. Incredible. See why, Daryl, we're in the position we're in today. We have become aiding and abettors of the criminal acts of this criminal government. Folks, when you go along with the government and let them use your tax dollars and you sit back and just don't do anything to stand up against this criminal government, you become a part of the crime, brother. That's a fact of the law. And, you know, if you do not stand up and try to stop evil, God is going to have you before him, before the throne, and you're going to have to explain yourself. Well, brother, listen, we've got a guy called in from Texas. Dan's been holding on the phone, or Don. And would you mind if we go to him real quick?
Sure, Jack.
Okay, let's go see what, is it Don in Texas? Don, welcome to the program.
It's Dan. Thank you very much.
Dan, okay, brother. You're on with Captain Daryl Eberhardt.
Yes, sir. It's a joy to talk to both of you. You guys are great. What, I want to mention, you mentioned the Scofield Bible. I like to mention something called the Dake, D-A-K-E, Dake Bible. It's been an incredible source of power for me, for a lot of people have told me about it. Some people really hate that Bible because the guy that wrote it, I think his claim was really weird and had direct contact with God and heard voices and blah, 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 blah. And whether that's true or not, though, he puts both sides of all the stories and also his own side, all three sides, in his notes. And it's truly just been an awesome blessing to me in being a Christian.
I see. I've never heard of it.
Yeah. I had briefly heard of it, Jack, but I haven't looked at it. I'll tell folks what I told them on your other program, and that is to the best of my knowledge, the only two Bibles that popularly use the Masoretic Hebrew text for the Old Testament translation and that use the Greek Textus Receptus for the New Testament are the King James, the Authorized Version in 1611, and the Geneva Bible. Now, the Geneva Bible's gigantic, costs a lot of money. Most people don't get it, and it has some notes in it that are good notes. But be very careful of any Bible that has notes. The caller likes this one, but the Scofield Bible has a lot of notes that were even changed after Scofield died.
Yes.
And they even put some worse ones in, and that came out of England, the money that backed him on that.
Oxford University Press.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, let me say that the Dake Bible I'm talking about is the King James Version. It's like a scuff, has notes on pages. Both sides of the page has rows of notes, but it is the King James Version, the same one you're talking about.
Right.
It is that King James Version.
Right. The only thing I was warning folks was be very careful of commentary. Because your best commentary is to check Scripture against Scripture and to read that King James Bible or Geneva Bible from cover to cover. Just read from Genesis to Revelation, because when you begin to see that unlimited submission is wrong. We're only to obey government as long as government follows God's laws, and that the pre-trib rapture is wrong, and a lot of other false doctrine will jump out up from those pages as you faithfully read that with prayer, asking God to show you the truth.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Dan, thank you so much for calling in, Brother Dan. Hope you'll call back again. Daryl, continue on, if you would, brother. We only have a few minutes left, so wrap it up for us here. Once again, folks, if you don't get his information where he has proven out of Scripture and get it out to our brothers and sisters in Christ and get them out of their prayer closets, shake them awake. This material will shake them awake because they cannot go against the Holy Word of God. And when they read this, they're going to know it's right out of Scripture, and their preachers have been wrong. So go right ahead, brother.
Right.
Well, give out your information, your contact information again,
right.
Please.
Again, I would urge them to go up and look on those two websites. The first one is Tackling, like tackle football, Tackling, L-I-N-G, the Tough Topics, TOPICS.net. The other website is calltodecision.com, and that's T-O, the preposition T-O, calltodecision.com, or you can get it simply by pastorbutch.com. When you get up on that website, on his left-hand column of his homepage, please hit the little box that says Tackling the Tough Topics. That'll bring up a whole bunch of those newsletters. And again, Jack, they need to look at the Preacher of Rapture One and the Unlimited Submission. It'll show them a lot of
very good. I'll be doing that myself.
God bless you, Jack. Thanks for having me on.
Well, we've got a few more minutes, brother.
Okay.
We've got a few more minutes, so just hang on, and we'll close it out here right after these important messages. Okay.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
With Mother's Day rapidly approaching on May 14th, the American Gold Rose Company reminds you that their beautiful collection of real roses dipped in 24-karat gold may be just what you're looking for. The classic rose is priced at only $49.95. It's 11 inches long and comes in a beautiful red gift box. There's the Hollywood Elite Rose for only $65, where your special someone receives a long-stem gold rose, 17 inches long, delivered to their door in a beautiful gold presentation box. Both are unique gifts, and when you buy any two gold roses, you'll receive free a genuine rose leaf dipped in 24-karat gold, a $30 value free. The American Gold Rose Company. Call now at 1-800-458-7134. That's 1-800-458-7134. Fresh cut roses, dipped in 24-karat gold, delivered to their door that last a lifetime. That's 1-800-458-7134 or online at AmericanGoldRose.com.
We'll be right back.
back to the Officer Jack McLam program, folks. I know that we're trying to take the security blanket away from many Christians listening today, and they're tugging back on it, just like me raising my boys. When you try to take their security blanket away from them, they would fight and holler and scream and pull and pull. Folks, in Isaiah 5:13, God says, "Therefore my people are gone into captivity because they have no knowledge." We're talking about truth here. Now, yes, I tell you all the time, beware the sage on the stage. Do not trust Brother Darrell. Do not trust me. Do not trust your ministers, but research it for yourself. And that's all we're talking about today. We can win this battle if we can just awaken our brothers and sisters in Christ to stand up and challenge God's enemies and those that hate liberty for everybody but their own family. So, Brother Darrell, we got just a couple minutes left. You want to go ahead and close out the program? What would you like to say?
Sure, Jack, and I don't sell anything, but I did put together a bunch of great quotes, a lot of, just like your OVK 2000, where I put a lot of founding fathers, Jefferson, Madison, Ben Franklin, even though some of them were double agents like Ben Franklin. But anyway, David Rockefeller, George Bush. Lots of quotes that show you the New World Order and also that show you what our founding fathers thought about gun control, et cetera. I don't make a penny off of it. Pastor Butch Paw had it published, and he offers it through his ministry. Every penny goes to his ministry, Called a Decision, and you can get that for $20. It's 115-page, 8.5 by 11 format, just like your OVK 2000,
yeah.
And it's called Quotations to Read and Ponder. Quotations to Read and Ponder. It's $20, and the toll number, free number at Pastor Butch to get that, 800, you can order it by credit card, 777-4403. That's 800-777-4403. Let me just read a couple short quotes, Jack. They're great.
Okay.
Truth is violated by falsehood, but it is outraged by silence. That's Henry Frederick Amiel. He was a Swiss writer and philosopher. Here's another one. When freedom is at stake, silence is not golden, it is yellow. Tom Anderson, writer. And here's one by Abe Lincoln. To sin by silence when they should protest makes cowards of men.
Yes.
Here's one by Edmund Burke. All that is necessary for evil to triumph is for good men to do nothing. And you know Phyllis Coe. Here's one by her son, John Allen Coe. Evil too often reigns by default. Lack of opposition. Jack, that's the problem we got in America. Too many people don't want to talk about politics, don't want to talk about religion. They just want to sit back, be silent, not offend anyone, and let the country go down the tubes. And we're going down the tubes.
Yes, their ministers are teaching that. And their ministers, God bless them, have been mistrained and misguided in seminaries years ago. And that's our problem. If you talk to Pastor John Lewis, Pastor John Weaver, and Pastor Butch Paul, it is the ministers in America that have let us down. Unbeknownst to them, many of them unwittingly have been misdirecting us. Some wittingly, some on purpose have been misdirecting us. But
especially
the majority have done it not knowing that they're misleading us. And America's coming to a short end. It didn't need to, but because Christians have withdrawn from challenging and occupying this land until the Lord returns, we're going down, and we're going down fast unless we can awaken these people. And, Brother Darrell, you published some of the best material for awakening people. It's very, very true. It is scriptural, and they can't argue with it.
And
we want to thank you, Brother Darrell, for being with us today. Thank you for your great work, and God has blessed us with you and your work. And I want people to get a hold of TacklingTheToughTopics.net. TacklingTheToughTopics.net, folks, and get this very important information and duplicate it, get it out to many people. Thank you, brother.
Thank you for having me on. God bless you, Jack.
God bless you, too. Well, folks, that's it for the day, and I hope you have a great weekend out there. Don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, America. I truly do. Good day.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the